Good morning. We're continuing to talk about Sefirat HaOmer. For example, this morning, last night really, we counted 8 days LaOmer. Sfaradim, historically and generally speaking, say LaOmer. If you've ever prayed together with Ashkenazim, or better yet, davened with Ashkenazim, you probably heard that they say BaOmer. What's the difference between these two nushaot, where do they come from, and what's the ramifications? Well, first and foremost, either way you go on this matter, you'll say you don't even say LaOmer or BaOmer in order to be Yotze. The truth is that in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Petet, Taz, that's Rabbi David Segel in Saif Katan Gimal, reflects the fact that Ramar, Rabbi Moshe Isserles, writes that you should be saying Ba'omer, and he struggles a bit with it because the more simple and more grammatically correct way of speaking is La'omer. The majority view in the Rishonim is to say La'omer. They matter-of-factly state it as La'omer. La'omer, in truth, is the normal way in biblical texts we would say things of this sort. For example, at the beginning of Megillat Esther, what comes to mind is Bishnat Shalosh Le'molcho. It means that his monarchy, his kingship, that of Ahasuerus, had already begun. And this was in the third year of that kingship, of that kingdom and monarchy. So too, when we have Hakravat HaOmer, the Korban HaOmer was brought, as we've discussed, on the second day of Pesach, you're saying that it's 8 days from that counting, from that sacrifice. The sacrifice was 8 days ago, and you're saying LaOmer. In truth, that is the Girsa, that is the Nosach of Arizal, Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, and many others. Ba'er Hetev says it's the way we speak and it's grammatically correct. It's the way we write months in Kitubot and in Gitin. You write it Lehodesh, to that month. But Taz, Rabbi David Segel, contending with the fact that the Ashkenazic practice and custom is different, suggests that maybe the wording is used be in Ba'omer in order to designate the counting. It's not to the Hakrava, to the sacrifice of Korban HaOmer, which was on the second day of Pesach, but rather we're in it, Ba'omer, in the counting of Sefirat HaOmer. That's his suggestion. Gaon Mivilna, likewise, used to say Ba'omer, as is reflected in the book Ma'aseh Rav. Rabbi Meir Mazuz, although noting very clearly that Sfaradim should say La'omer, that that's the proper grammatical and traditional way of doing it, he nonetheless, probably with a smile, or a smirk, said that lag ba'omer, with a bet, comes out, if you don't have the vav in it, to gematriav Moshe. And his understanding was that's very appropriate, because Moshe and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Mekubalim, the Jewish mystics, assume and understand that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a nitzot, was a certain spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's appropriate then on Lag Ba'omer, which is his day, that you should have some remez to the name of Moshe, but as he notes, that's not going to make or break the proper word in this context. Similarly, in Ma'aseh Rav, in the notes in this new edition, they bring from Miktav Yad Cincinnati, it's called, one of the students of Gaon Mivilna, in their handwritten words that got passed down, I guess made its way to Cincinnati, they say that, it says, Pok Hazeh Mai Amadavar, go out and see how people speak in practice. Everyone says, Lag Ba'omer. I could say that even today in our community, there are Lag Ba'omer events, but we say La'omer. It's almost as if, again, with a smirk, he said, you see, that's the proper way of doing it. That won't make or break the proper words in this context. It nonetheless stands again. Rizal, many of the Chachmei Sefarad, most of the Rishonim maintain properly in terms of grammar La'omer. Ramar bi Moshe Isserles, Rashi, Sefer Ora, several others, Taz, defending them, write that you should be saying Ba'omer. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the book Halichot Shelomo, defends the Ashkenazic way of saying Ba'omer, and he suggests a very clever interpretation. He says, in truth, what we're counting during this time period, as we discussed already, from the second day of Pesach until Shavuot, is the count from one sacrifice to another sacrifice. The first sacrifice is known as Korban Korban HaOmer. The second sacrifice we refer to as Sheteh HaLechem. And those sacrifices seem to be qualitatively different. The first one was brought from barley, the Korban HaOmer, from Se'orim. The second one, Sheteh HaLechem, was brought from wheat. Writes Rabbi Orbach, he says, if you look in the Mefarshim to the Torah, several of them suggest that technically speaking, they were both supposed to come from wheat. Wheat is the more refined of those grains than barley. Barley's more imagined and understood as being animal food. However, the harvest season for wheat comes later, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol was lenient on us and allowed for us to bring even from barley in Korban HaOmer. But ideally, it should have been, so to speak, from wheat. Remarks Rabbi Orbach, he says, it seems to be then that the Torah is linking up the Korban HaOmer and the Korban Sheteh HaLechem. He likewise quotes from Ramban Nachman in his commentary to the Torah that as we count the Omer, we're establishing, so to speak, a Chol HaMoed from Pesach until Shavuot. There's some sort of linkage, some sort of connection with regards to these sacrifices and this time period. Says Rabbi Orbach, if that's the case, it means we're in the middle of, well, the very beginning and end, they're all connected one to the other. It's not counting from the beginning of the kingship, from the beginning of the month, La'omer, La'chodesh, Limolcho. It's rather Ba'omer. We're in the midst of this. We're still making that connection. We're still actively engrossed in that count, in that involvement, even of the sacrifices. He suggests that would be the resolution for why we say Ba'omer. I would just conclude that it could be as well related, the difference between Ba'omer and La'omer, to the initial issue that we addressed, and that is what we're really counting to, from, or about. And we mentioned how the Torah, both in Parashat Emor and in Parashat Re'eh, has this Omer as affiliated, as in the context of the counting of from sacrifice to sacrifice. It would seem the most simple interpretation then, as we mentioned earlier, that you should be saying La Omer. It's from the sacrifice of the Korban HaOmer. However, Sefer HaChinuch, if you recall, in Mitzvah Shin He, HaRambam in Morei Nevuchim, in Chilek Gimel, in Perek Mem Bet, both suggest and write that the counting of the Omer is not only with regards to a sacrifice which was once brought, but as well to Chag Matan Toratenu. We're counting up, or we're counting to the giving of the Torah. We're commemorating the count of Am Yisrael in Egypt, the Midrash of Ran Rabbeinu Nisim at the end of Masechet Pesachim, and as a result, that count, well, every single day is a part of that count. You can easily attribute the word Ba'omer to the count where I'm engaged in it, as Rabbi Orbach suggested. In short, the two practices, the two customs with regards to this matter are clear. Svaradim, by and large, say La'omer, which is, as Chok Yaakov and others point out, the grammatically correct one, the more traditional one, the one that the Jewish mystics, Arizal and others, as well said. The Ashkenazim, most significantly, Ramar b'Moshe Isilis, Gaon Mivilna Taz, and others say Ba'omer. And with regards to explaining it, what we suggested is what they might really be contending with is, on the one hand, La'omer from the sacrifice of the Korban HaOmer, the Sephardic approach to the matter, or Ba'omer, just as valid in this respect, in the count that I'm engaged in. I'm not counting from a sacrifice. It's not just attributing this to an action which took place. I'm actively involved in the count up to Matan Torah. That's Ba'omer. I'm engrossed in this. I'm engaged in this counting in this moment. That would be the Ashkenazic approach of Ba'omer. There is, it should just be finished and noted, there is a practice of some who want to be Mahmir to do both. So they'll say the full count, Hayom Shimona Yaimim La'omer Shem Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad, and then pause for a second perhaps, and then say Hayom Shimona Yaimim Ba'omer Shem Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad. There is lastly a debate, without getting too much into this now, about where that word Ba'omer or La'omer should be placed. We stated in the middle. We say it's 8 days La'omer, and then we break it down in terms of weeks. Many Ashkenazim have the practice of saying days and weeks, and then saying Ba'omer at the end, but we should stick to our practice, to our tradition on this matter. We say the days, we say La'omer, and then we conclude with summarizing and explaining how that breaks down with regards to weeks and days together. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.